For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is too important to take action against the Saudi government and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
The CIA has looked at it. They've studied it a lot. They have nothing definitive. And the fact is, maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
He also spoke of his daughter Ivanka's use of private email during her White House job last year.
They weren't classified like Hillary Clinton. They weren't deleted like Hillary Clinton, who deleted 33. She wasn't hiring. She wasn't doing anything to hide her emails.
The likely incoming chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings, says he will resume an investigation looking into White House officials using private email for government purposes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrell, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The Thanksgiving holiday is underway, and USA Radio's Robin Walensky is at the airport talking to busy travelers.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay is super friendly SkyCap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes, and tries to make them smile.
Gobble, gobble. That's what my little son loves to say. He's four.
New Jersey officials say arson appears to be the cause of a fire at a mansion that killed two adults and two children. Monmouth County Prosecutor Chris Gramaccioni.
There was one body that was found out front of the home. The other three were recovered from inside the home, and unfortunately they were burned severely as a result of the fire that they were exposed to.
The holiday rush is underway. AAA says nearly 49 million people will be on the highways this Thanksgiving, which is a 5% increase over last year. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Reactions are still coming in after a court ruling against the Trump administration. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the details.
A federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration's ban on asylum for immigrants. Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He explains what this ruling means.
What the judge just told them is go ahead and cross the border illegally. Instead of going through a port of entry, which is a legal process, the judge just encouraged them to break our laws, cross the border illegally, drain Border Patrol resources, because then we have to deploy our resources to those areas to take them into custody. This is the wrong decision. It's the wrong message to send, and this is what is spurring these caravans to continue to come as we see caravans stacking up upon caravan. It's very disappointing that a judge would take this stance to encourage lawlessness.
The results of the midterm elections are finally official in Florida, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
During a meeting that took just a few minutes, the State Elections Canvassing Commission met in Tallahassee Tuesday morning and certified the results of the voting as well as the subsequent recounts. Republican Governor Rick Scott taking the U.S. Senate race over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson by just over 10,000 votes. Republican Ron DeSantis was elected governor by about 32,000 votes over Democrat Andrew Gillum. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.